and welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to be with you once again this evening, and I'm just looking so forward to sharing the time of being together and bringing forward messages and guidance and insight. And we are taking your calls during the program. So if you're interested or have any questions or want to see if there's a contact for you or if there's some type of message that wants to come for you, feel free to call in. If you're not able to call in, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril, and I'll be happy to answer that and get the answers for you and help you see if we can't make some of those contacts. Our class catalog is up. It's located on a couple of our websites. You can find it on the whitewolfapril.com website. You can find it on the whitewolfenterprise.com as well. I am phasing out the White Wolf Learning Institute, so we're not using that one very much anymore. But you can find a catalog located on all those different websites, and the classes and the retreats and different things that we've got listed coming up in January and February are all enclosed and countered, encompassed in that. And the fun thing about it is that all the classes are offered online, correspondence, on-site, in different locations, different things can be happening in different places, and we're just so excited because that has opened up a door, an avenue of being able to be there for everybody, bringing in teaching and helping for, you know, getting answers and that type of thing for a vast number of people coming in on some internet classes or some correspondence classes. And on Fridays, we're offering at noon. These classes are completely free. It is for an hour, and we have some specific topics that we're going to be talking about. But if you're interested in getting in on a free internet class, just give me a quick email at april@whitewolfapril.com. These are just going to be offered here during January, and the topics are going to be, like I said, some varied topics. I'm going to look real quick here at the piece of paper so I can let you know. In the class, the first one on the 8th is going to be understanding how to do personal protection. Then on the 15th is going to be the 22nd is understanding clairvoyance, and then 29th is understanding clairaugustescence. The one on the 15th, I believe it is understanding channeling. I believe that's what that one had been scheduled as. But those are just some classes that are nice free little ones. You can get in with a group and discuss the topic. And like I said, that one's going to be a lot of fun, communication and broadening understanding. So if you want to get in on those, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. If you'd like to get on our email list, if you'd like to get on our newsletter list, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com because I'll be happy to add you to that listing so that you can be in touch with what's going on and you can receive the updates and know what's happening and where and why and those type of things. And one of the exciting things is I'm going to be traveling in February. I'll be in Seattle around the weekend of the 11th through the 15th. On the 15th, I'm going to be teaching a workshop at the WOW, Women of Wisdom Foundations Conference in Seattle. And I invite you to register for that class early so that you can get a spot, because there are limited spaces available. And we will be there doing that, plus a few other things. And then after that, we're going to be moving on down to Phoenix during that next week and doing some different events there. And if you want more information on that, go ahead and check in the catalog. There's a brief bit of information there. And you can contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com. There's, like I said, a lot happening, and things are really beginning to move forward and beginning to become stronger as we're moving into the new year, as we're moving into a newness, a new awareness, and we're beginning to open up our awareness of a higher frequency, an awareness of our connection with our divine sources. And the information that I'm receiving to share with you on that is, as we're making those connections, as we're making those that communication that is for our higher frequency, it's for our higher vibration, that we're doing these different adjustments within our lives. Sometimes we're wondering, why is it I'm having trouble keeping up, or why is it I seem like I'm always not quite right? It's because we're adjusting. It's because we're learning how to become focused in and become aware of some of the different energies that are going on around us, and we're learning how to adjust into that, because it's a new vibration, it's a new frequency that we're learning to adjust to. And this is the year for that. This is the year for moving into that awareness and moving into that enlightenment. It's also an excellent time that I'm hearing. It's also an excellent time to bring forward the needs and requests that are within our hearts. Bring forward the needs and the requests that lie deep within ourselves that sometimes we don't talk about, and sometimes we try to keep them stifled, or we don't want to put ourselves forward, we don't want to appear selfish, those type of things. And they're saying, this is a year for that. This is a year for that healing to come in. This is a year for that strength to come in. And know that as you're going into that, and as you're moving stronger into that, that you'll gain some new strength, that you're going to find yourself on a new level. You're going to find yourself on a new awareness. I'm also hearing, there's some people out there who need to realize that there's it's a year of purity, that this year is a year of purity, keeping our thoughts pure, keeping ourselves clear of depression, keeping ourselves clear of knowing how to keep ourselves moving forward. It's that year of purity. It's that year of Get rid of insecurities. Have them leave. Kind of treat them just like you would that animal that may be wanting to follow, and you want to tell it to go home, because if it follows you, it can't go to school with you. That type of thing. So it's a year of moving forward with that as well. I see I have a caller. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you doing?
I'm spectacular. What's happening in your world?
Oh, you know, I just was curious to see if any of the spirits were congregating in the committee around where they were committing or something.
Yeah, I'm. Let me see if I can connect with anybody right now. I've got a couple of different things that are coming in, and I'm not sure one of them is for you, so I'm going to kind of play with that one a little bit while we talk about some of this other thing that's coming in. I'm hearing that you're beginning to need to go, they're going into that phase of needing to make some decisions. They're wanting to give you some guidance with decisions. I'm not sure where it feels like you're standing at a crossroad. It feels like you're standing at a pivotal point in where you're heading. And it feels like they're trying to give you some guidance in that manner. And it feels like guidance. It just feels like they're wanting to guide you as you're kind of standing at this crossroad, and that you're second-guessing the information that you're hearing. Is that making any sense to you?
Yes, I do kind of want to second guess it, because I come in and I hear like things, I guess, like microwaves should be banned in the eyes of God. Is Is that something you would hear, or do you think that that was, do you think microwaves are okay, or?
I'm not a cook, so, that's what I depend on. There are so many things out there that are not good for us. There are so many things out there that the vibrations and the frequencies are doing us harm, and they are doing harm in the atmosphere. So what I'm going to say with that, Nathaniel, is that you need to follow what you feel within you is truth and is guidance that you want to follow, and what you want to what you feel applies to you. That's that crossroad thing. Do I turn left or do I go straight or I turn right? Because, if I go to the left, it means I would get rid of those microwaves. If I go straight, it means I'm going to stay where I'm at and I feel okay with it. Or do I look for an alternate? That type of thing. And I think that's what they're trying to give you, some new guidance and new insight with you as you're working with these new guides. They talked about that recently, didn't they, that they gave you some new guides that you're working with?
Yes, I think I have a new guide, yes.
Definitely feel that, and I think that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to help you know how to hear that direction and to fine-tune it and say, well, yeah, I really need to get rid of the microwaves because that could be really causing some really health issues or da-da-da-da-da, or, you know what, I'm okay with this and I really don't feel a threat with it, so... Or I'm going to look for an alternative.
Everyone kind of has to decide from themselves. Is that true? Or
yes, that's exactly what they're showing me, is that you have to make that decision that's the best decision for you, and you can take the information, the input that's given to you from others or from outside sources, but the truth in it is going to fall within yourself.
Huh.
And that's what I'm hearing to share with you, is knowing that there is that's what's going on right now. You're kind of in a training ground, and they're kind of really trying to show you how to listen and hear and know, do I do that? Or maybe, no, I don't do it, but keep it in the back of my mind that this is a possibility, those kind of things. And start really working with your own intuitive, your own internal knowledge, and those gifts and skills that you have.
I go to a church where they read bullets, and numbers out of a hat.
Yep.
Have you heard of that? And then, people can read, 10 numbers and just, give 10 short readings on it. And I guess I could, too, some other people, saw my relatives, I think, on the... One was my dad, and one was my grandma, my mom's mom.
Mm-hmm.
They come through, quite a bit.
Yep. They're okay to do. I don't do many billets when I'm out doing different things, but it's another wonderful tool. It's another wonderful way to use your gifts, and yes, that's something you could do, Nathaniel.
I guess someone else uses words as bullets, but it would seem to be kind of an excuse to ask someone, who's Wonder or who's Oak or something, because
right.
They would ask it. I don't know if that was kind of cheating or...
A lot of it is just, I've actually done billets where you don't put anything on the piece of paper except for the whole person holds it at their solar plexus. And then after they've held it there for a few minutes with the intent of, the information that they're looking for, and then read through the billet that way with absolutely nothing leading or guiding. Right. So there's a number of different ways that they can be done, and it may be something you'd want to learn and practice with for yourself.
Well, very good. Thank you. Yeah. That TurboSonic thing, she wants to try to give a cashier's check for that now. Is that going to work out, or should I ask for cash?
I would ask for cash.
Because I hear sometimes people lose it on the, thing. And
right. I'd
be willing to go to the bank with you if you need me to, feel trusted.
That's what I was just going to say, if you don't want to do cash because that's a large chunk of money to have in your hands, the other thing is to meet at the bank.
Yeah. I'll just meet you at the bank and then we could go over there and whatever. So I just didn't want to.
I wouldn't release the item until you have that money or the transfer done at the bank.
All right. Well, thank you very much, April. And we'll be caught listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Brenda, this is April. Go ahead. Hello, Brenda.
My sister sent me an email and told me
about the
free reading. And what information did you need for me? Just what's on my mind right now, what I'm dealing with and stuff like that?
I'm just kind of wanting to find out, are you looking for some insight from some others on the other side, or are you looking for some guidance from your from some teachers? It feels like you're looking for some guidance.
Well, that and my husband of 28 years, we were married 28 years. He was 88 when he died. He just died November the 17th.
This
he
year?
Had been battling with dementia and Alzheimer's and benign brain tumor. And we had a dream to own our own home. And you know, I worked and struggled and, you know, we did whatever we could to buy a house. And we bought a house in Phoenix about 4 years ago. And about 3 years ago, his health turned worse. And he wanted to die in his own home, which he did up till maybe about 6 or 8 hours, you know, the hospice just had to come and get him because I couldn't sit here and watch him. So they took him over to the hospice, and then the next day he left me, and I've been wanting to see him. I haven't, and a week after that, I was diagnosed with cancer of the kidney, and he died on the 17th. I went in for kidney cancer on the 24th, and, you know, I just want to know the outlook for me. You know, I desperately want him to come back because he's always been a great solace to me, and, my greatest cheerleader and just that stabilizing force in my life that has, you know, helped to keep me in the middle, you know. And
right.
I'm missing that terribly, and I feel very disconnected and disjointed. I just, I have no energy, no wherewithal. It's hard for me to concentrate. I just can't get back into the living mode. And I write a few articles and blogs, but since he's been gone, I just haven't had the mindset to do anything but just sit there like a lump on the log. And my days are just lost, and I feel lost.
Okay. Well, Brenda, what I want to start with is I definitely could feel your husband's energy around you. Being that he is so freshly returned home and gone to the other side, gone across the veil, if you will, he's not going to come through as strongly as he will after he's been there for a time period. You're not going to feel him quite as strongly until he's had a little bit more time. He had some illnesses. He had some things that he needs some time to do a little bit of adjustment and recovery, that type of thing with. But he is very much around you. And one of the things that I am hearing him saying for me to share with you is, number one, thank you for a good life. Thank you for the years that we were together. And he's saying, hold on to what it is that you have. Maintain and keep everything going as if I'm still there right beside you, because I am right beside you. He's also stating
that. Sounds like something he would say.
He's saying that also he wants you to start documenting and write a journal of information that can be shared with other women who, when they lose their husbands through illness and through, you know, the years, that it is words that can come in as comfort, love, and support for them, and that this is something you can share, helping them, boy, he's really emotional, helping them so that they can move forward with their lives and they don't just sit and feel like a bump on a log.
Oh, great. That sounds like something that he would, it sounds like those would be his words to me. Over 28 years, it sounds like something he would say verbatim almost.
One of the other things I'm hearing him saying is it's time to get up. It's time to get moving. It's time to, I'm hearing it as get your giddy up back in your get up. It's time to stand up. It's time to kind of dust yourself off and know that he is right there beside you.
Okay, great.
All right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, I shall. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I see we have another caller on the line. We've got Benny. This is April. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, April.
Hello.
This is Benny from sunny Florida. Cold sunny Florida, though. We're getting our cold snap now. And,
I'm hearing you. What can I help you with tonight?
All right. You emailed me, I think it was the last night, and I'm just touching base with you today with, you said something, you had a message that came to me through the Friday show, which I missed.
Okay, yes, they brought a message in for you, and in that message, I'm going to try to reconnect with it. I haven't re-listened to the program that we did ahead of time. I usually try to preview them, and I have not had a chance. But
right.
The message that came through very strongly was that as they were giving you guidance on your seeking for what to be doing, as in like your career, your driving, and your job, and they said, we've been answering him and leading and guiding him all along, but he's been hearing the message, how he assumed the message was meant, and what the message was meant, not as in you're going to pick up where you left off, but that they're showing you a different avenue to go around to be doing a similar type of work. And they said if you go back and listen to and read through some of the other programs where you had called in or some of the different things that you'd gotten on AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com site, or any of those different sites, that you're going to, when you put it all together, it's kind of like a puzzle, they're saying, that when you put that all together, it's going to give you some new insight into a new direction that they're leading you to go.
Oh, okay.
That when you were hearing it one certain way, and they're saying that they were trying to give you some answers without... They like us to work on our own. They like us to use our own minds and our own abilities. And sometimes they'll just give us little bits of feedback.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to meditate on it because I'm totally clueless right now. I know the truck driving career is over. I have made my, you know, I've found out that avenue is closed at the moment. That's how I perceive it right now.
Right. And I think what they're showing you on that is that wasn't even a place where they were wanting you to necessarily look, but that they're trying to give you hope that there's other avenues of it. Like they were showing while we're talking and while we're visiting right now, they're showing me, for example, using your gift and your skill of being able to do that, but in a different manner, such as maybe driving like a big black car. What are they called? Limousine.
Go ahead, tell me. What is it?
Like driving a big limo or something along that line, which is going to keep you in that profession, and it's a way for you to supplement, not be your total income. But they're saying it's a way that you can supplement and still do what it is you know that you can do.
What about school? Because I've been looking to go back to school and really been thinking and pondering it for about a week.
You know what? I'm hearing a very good vibration with that. I'm hearing a very positive feel with that. You had shared on one of the emails you had sent to me, or I don't remember if it came in as email or across the veil. You had shared with me one of your thoughts on schooling, and when I read that, it was just like somebody in the background going ding, 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 like you're right on target with
trade, like the biomedical electronics?
That may very well be it, yes.
Yeah, because I was pondering on two different ones, and I thought, well, the passion one doesn't seem like it's going to be attainable, but the one that's going to give me my backup was going to be the electronics. My father was a power engineer for the telecommunication company in his day, and I got a feeling that maybe he's nudging me to say, hey, you've got the seeds, you've got the genes, go get it, quit doubting yourself, go get it, it's there waiting for you. That's kind of what I've been feeling.
Right, and I also feel like with the education thing, it's going to help rebuild some of your self-esteem. It's going to rebuild your self-worth. It's going to help you with that as you make those connections and as you begin to do more of that learning. It's going to help you expand that. It's going to help you open some of those avenues.
Well, April, you know, you and I have talked quite a bit, and I've only known you for a very short time, but I mean, for the little bit of time that you and I have known each other, I think you have pulled me out of or showed me how to climb out of that and get my self-esteem. And I got to tell you, I'm getting it back, okay? I'm out of bed. I'm getting active. I'm still struggling with work. However, I'm getting the key people in place to help me attain that goal. And I've really got the flavor and the taste and the drive to get back to school. I'm going to try to get back to school this upcoming, but it may not happen until April.
Mm-hmm. So, April feels more right.
April feels more, April.
Literally, and I'm not saying that because of my name, but the month actually does feel more right for you to start back to school. It feels like you need to get a few more little players into place. It's like your chessboard's not quite all set up yet.
Well, this in the job is because now I'm overwhelmed with the bills rolling in, and I'm kind of teetering on, okay, what's more important, job or school, and which way do I turn?
What I'm hearing is you need to do some of the selling thing that you were doing, and then getting all the little ducks in a row, setting that chessboard up. I don't know if you play chess, but they're showing me a chessboard. Get the chessboard all set into place so that as you're doing the education, you can still be taking care of bills and you can still have things in the motion. And starting in April is going to give you just that little bit more time that you need.
So you think limo driving may be my avenue?
That is one of the things that they were really showing is not, you know, CDLs are required for those as well, and they're not necessarily saying you have to take a semi from one location to another. There's many other jobs that you can do, and that's what they were really stressing is to go back and read through that, and you'll see some of the different ideas that they had presented to you.
Okay, I will do that. Well, thank you very much, April, for your time.
Have a great evening, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye now.
See that I have another caller on the line, Rosemary. This is April.
Hello, April.
Hello, Rosemary.
And I have I wonder if you could have helped me with something.
All
right. I have a family member that's a little bit under the weather, and I'm into essential oils and a lot of other things, and I know I've got what I need around here, but I just can't seem to get a hold of it.
Okay, who is under the weather? I didn't hear that part.
My husband.
Husband, and okay. What type of under the weather is he dealing with?
It's an infection on the back of the leg. We've been around with this a couple times, and I've phoned his physician, but I'd like to know from my own guides what I can do to assist him right now to maintain a standard of health.
Okay.
Until I can get him into the physician and, you know.
Right.
That'll be like tomorrow or the day after, the way appointments run around here.
Okay. You said you have essential oils, correct?
Of course.
Okay. I'm hearing lemon, lavender, rosemary, there's one other, and bergamot.
Got them.
And you want to, basically what they're telling me to have you do is take like, if you can get like a little, maybe even just like a little glass, if you take it and you put some lotion into it, a clean, you know, a clear lotion, excuse me, just like a massage lotion or a hand lotion that's not already fragranced with something, and put that in there. And if you put, I'm hearing 4 drops of lemon, 6 drops of lavender, 3 drops of rosemary, and 5 drops of bergamot, and mix that all together, and then that is something that can be rubbed on. That would be an excellent cream for him.
Oh, thank you.
Those are what I'm hearing for you to do. Like I said, if you put it in a cream, it's going to be better because you can blend it a little bit better. If you don't have a cream that's not one that's got, like, some kind of fragrance or scent added to it, when you do those drops, just kind of put them all together in a little jar so that you can mix it well. There's something about the blending of all of that together to kind of help. I'm actually seeing it, like, as you're mixing them, they're, like, bursting together so that they begin to make the medicinal that you're looking for.
Thank you.
Yep. Not a problem. They're also saying that there's, do you have some blended oils? What oils do you use? Do you use a company?
I've got just about I've got Immupower, I've got Thieves, I've got...
Okay.
I'm out of oregano right now. I've got purification. I've got Christmas spirit. I've got...
Okay, I know what line you're carrying with what you're telling me. What I would do with that one as well is I would do the cream on the spot where you're noticing the problem area.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I would do on the foot reflective to the problem area, I would do another oil as a straight oil. I'm hearing something like Purify, Purity, one that's going to go in and kind of be one of those anti-antis, antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral.
Purification?
And I'm thinking that may be the purification. I can't remember what their whole definition of that one is. But that would be one that I would work and rub onto his feet, onto the bottoms of his feet, reflective of the area within his body. You know the roadmap of the foot, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will do that,
so
definitely.
So what I would do is I would apply that then to that location. And to be honest, what I would do is after you've first gotten the cream mixed, I would take a little bit of it and kind of put it on your own hands for your own protection, and then just kind of like rub it on the top of your nose down to your upper lip just to put a barricade and help you from breathing in anything. It's going to help create a little health safety barrier, so to speak, for you.
Okay, I will definitely do that. If I'm short on bergamot, what would be a good substitute? I'm not sure. I'm running it through my head, and I'm not sure that I do have that in-house at this moment.
Bergamot is one of the ones that you want to put there. Let me think. Chamomile might do if you have that.
That I have.
And has he, I know this is going to sound like a silly question. Has he been in any trauma?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is because I'm hearing tangerine. And tangerine, when they add tangerine in, it's usually a sign that somebody's been in some type of trauma. So what I would do with the tangerine is I would put tangerine on his toes, if he will allow you.
Oh, he never used to believe in oils, and he saw what they could be done.
Yes.
And after he met with a group of people, and they're just not, they need energy, so they borrowed his.
Ah, okay, yeah. Bring that tangerine into around his toes. It's going to help draw and give him back his personal strength, hence the orange, because orange is that color, and it is that vibration of bringing back your personal strength, but also because of the vibration within the tangerine, that's going to help with that for him.
Oh, you know, sometimes I think I should know this.
you know, you probably do. You just got to learn to trust yourself. Another way you can test, and for that other one, if you don't have the bergamot, is if you hold a bottle of the oil in front of yourself, you know how to do the kinesiology testing, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Do that and see which one tells you, which one gives you the stronger forward motion to add in as that other one.
Okay, definitely. We'll line them all up and get on with it.
Definitely. And if a person, I'm going to throw this one in just as a side because a lot of people don't know this. And it's kind of like with your husband, once they have an awareness of it, it takes some time, some things. But I do want to share with you about geranium. Geranium is something that you could use also as another one of these oils if you're missing one, because geranium really helps with the circulatory system, and when you have infections, that's where you want to go, is you want to head into that circulatory system to help start cleaning it and clearing it out. My husband used to suffer horribly, horribly with nosebleeds, and I came home from work one day, and he had filled two bath towels, and it was just still pumping, and he was lightheaded, and I said, okay, I'm taking you to the hospital. You have two choices. I can give you a piece of tissue with a drop of geranium on it that all you're going to do is sniff into sniff it, or we can go get your nose packed. And we finally got into my office, which was like a block from the hospital. And as we get there, he goes, go get me the geranium. So I went in and got the geranium. And by the time we could get from my office in the block to up to the hospital, it had completely stopped. It was completely better. And he said, because he was a contractor, he told everybody, you've got to carry geranium in your first aid kit. It's perfect.
Wow.
So it's a very powerful oil. So that could be one you could add in there, too, as an alternate.
I definitely will. Is there any messages that my guides have for me at this time?
One of the things that I'm hearing is as you move more forward, to know that you are actually truly a healer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to know that with confidence.
Yes, I have known that for, I was astounded and amazed when I hit the real world and found out that even as a child, you just went over and you took somebody's headache away and then you gave it back to God.
Exactly.
I mean, you just do that.
it's and then we forget, and then for whatever reasons, things will make us, become doubtful or forgetful, and they're wanting you to remember that.
Thank you. I will remember that, and I thank you for your gentleness and your thoroughness, and I will go and do.
Thank you, and you have a great evening, and hopefully he's going to feel better in just a very short time. You know oils work within 7 seconds, right?
Yes, they do. I had someone that I was seeing in the office the other day, and I put some white angelica on the back of her neck, and she said, oh my, I have feeling in my fingers again.
Yeah, gotta love them. I love essential oils. They are a true love of mine.
Yeah, and then I gave a 15-minute talk on how to put up a white light shield.
Excellent.
So
keep moving forward with that, because that's truly who you are.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great night.
God bless.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Keisha, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi. I just barely got pregnant, and I'm 18 years old. Just want to know what's going to happen.
Okay. Let's see if we can make some connections here. And you just recently found out about your pregnancy?
About 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Okay. Everything seems to be going okay. Everything seems to be good. Your health seems to be good. The connection and everything along that line seems to be good, is what I'm hearing. Are you having trouble coming to terms with having this child?
No, not really.
Okay, why am I hearing that? There's something in the mix that's not moving forward with this in a positive vibration.
My mom's not too happy about it.
Okay, she may be very high in your energy right now.
Maybe.
What you need to do is you need to convey a lot of love. I'm hearing convey a lot of love, light, and healing to your situation as well as to your mother, because I'm feeling that very strongly in your energy. And I knew it wasn't you, but it's coming term. I'm hearing the words coming to terms with the situation. I'm not sure if I'm really having trouble connecting with the father of the child. Are you in a relationship with him, a strong relationship with him? Could he be waffling?
He hasn't talked to me since I told him.
There's our waffler. Okay. This is more so than your mom. But in the light of with your mom, do send her love and light, encouragement and hope and that type of thing. That explains the knot. Okay. Don't even really feel like you need to go down that road. You do have support. You are going to have those that are going to love you and that are going to be there to help you. I'm hearing that there are those that are going to be there that are going to be a tremendous support for you. Okay. They're going to come forward down the road. You might not know and see it right at this moment in time, but know that it's going to be a very positive situation for you. It's going to be a tough road. They're saying it's not going to be an easy road. It's not going to be a bed of roses. But everything is going to be fine. You should go through term. I'm hearing you should go through term without any problems, without any difficulties.
Okay.
And as far as the gentleman, he's the one that I was picking up on. He's kind of not even worth the paper that his name's written on. I'm sorry, that's what they're saying.
Is that what? I'm sorry, I hear you.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
What I was hearing is that in his attitude and his situation with this, he's really not worth getting bent out of shape about or feeling like you need to try to bring him in to the situation.
Okay.
You're going to find support and love elsewhere. You're going to find that there's going to be others out there that are really going to be there for you. I also feel like you're actually going to meet a partner when you're about 24, 25.
Oh, okay.
Until then, it's going to be a little bit tough. You know, it's not easy being a single parent. But you're going to have the support system behind you that's going to help you be able to go through this. You should be able to go term as long as you watch your diet and as long as you watch your nutrition levels.
Okay.
They're saying young, active, you know, keeping yourself active, keeping yourself moving is going to be a plus for you as well. That'll help as you get closer to delivery time. That having been active, having kept yourself vibrantly moving is going to help you at that time.
Okay.
All right.
I have another about a job because I moved from my job. Am I going to get one or anything?
The effort that you put into it is the effort that you're going to find back as far as getting a job. Yes, you are, but you're going to have to work for it.
Okay.
It's not going to fall off a tree. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to go out there and kind of beat the pavement, if you will.
Okay.
Are you living on your own right now? Are you
no,
at your
I
home?
I live with my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something about being on your own. I'm not sure what that message is about. You might want to keep that in the back of your mind. Down the road here, and if you ever want to send me an email and ask me any questions, it's april@whitewolfapril.com. But it feels like there's something about being on your own. I'm not saying that they're saying, oh, you need to get out and be on your own. I'm not saying that. There's something in that, so kind of put that on the back burner of your mind.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Any other questions?
No, I think I'm good. Thanks.
All right. And also, the little one wants me to tell you that when you get closer to having them, that they will give you their name.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Listen, and when you hear it, you'll know it's their name.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
As we move forward in life and as we're doing some of the many wonderful things that we do every day, the answers are so right there for us. And sometimes we just get so that we can't see the answers because we're looking at the forest and we're forgetting that we can walk in there and we can know those things and we can move forward with that and know that those skills and know that those things are a part of us is one of the messages that I'm really hearing to share with the listeners this evening is to know that you can, know that you have the strength, know that you have the ability and that you can do the things that are set before you to do. Every single person who's called tonight, every person who's listening has that ability, has that gift, has that skill to know that they can move forward and they can move forward with purity, they can move forward with love, and they can move forward with light. I see that I have another caller. Linda, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, Linda.
I mean, hi, April. This is Linda in Southern California. And I wondered if you had any messages for me. I lost my mother a couple years ago. I did home health care for her for a couple years before she went. We really got closer then. You know, it was a really blessing for
right.
me. But I was wondering, do you have any messages from any my mom, my dad, my
see if we can make any connections for you. The first thing I want to ask you about is what is up with a pair of earrings? Somebody is showing me a pair of earrings.
Earrings? Whoa.
Earrings.
There was my great-grandfather. They took his hair and wove them into a pair of earrings. It's in my chest.
Okay,
that's
there's
the
a connection with that for you. There's a connection from the other side with that for you. So my guess and what my direction on that is going to be is that your great-grandfather's energy is very strong around you. And I would almost, this is going to sound really crazy, I don't know what the earrings look like. I don't know what, I'm just hearing the words, is almost making a connection with them is going to help you open up a connection and a channel to receive some messages and some insight from those that are from the other side.
Oh, gee, I've got pierced ears, but I haven't worn earrings for a year, so maybe I'll
it may even be the kind of thing. It may even be the kind of thing where you put it in a frame, and you can set it like on a desk, or you could, you know, a little frame on the wall. That's exactly how I'm seeing it, to be honest.
Okay.
Is I'm seeing like a little frame that you could actually put them in. As a tribute, as
yeah, they're very beautiful little artistic weavings.
And that, you know, it probably is actually quite beautiful art.
Yeah,
but definitely a connection with that. You had asked about your mother, and the message that I'm hearing from that, and what I'm hearing with that, is that. Okay, I'm trying to get it a little bit clearer so that I can convey it so it makes sense. Sometimes when they come in, it's really hard to, if I gave it to you how I heard it, you'd be like, what? what I'm getting is there is a lot of respect. There is a lot of jubilation. There is, and the reunion home, she's saying, was a time that was phenomenal. Her celebratory arrival home was very, she's just showing me a lot of activity, a lot of flowers, a lot of those type of things. That was her arrival home. And that she has so much respect. She has so much jubilation. She has so much I'm going to use the word beauty because I'm not hearing a word that I can give as a word that is easy to understand. Beauty that she has felt since her arrival home that is an expression of what you shared with her prior to her departure.
That's great.
I'm not hearing her say, I believe she verbalized this before she went, thank you for everything. She's not verbalizing that. She's saying the respect word more than thank you. It's more of, I have such a respect and love for what you've given to me and who we had as we were together.
That's great. Do you have any energy coming from my father? He's been gone about 15 years. He died of cancer.
Is he connected with a great-grandfather or is the great-grandfather on mom's side?
He is connected with the great-grandfather.
Okay, that puts
it's
him in
his
that.
His grandfather's hair.
I believe, to be honest, I believe your father is the one who brought the earrings forward to let you know that this was him coming through and that he's been reunited with this gentleman. That they are actually, it's almost like, I don't know how to word it, like a reunion, like a regathering of energies, and they're with you a lot. You actually have picked up, I don't know if you've ever done any study or any reading on the clairvoyant, clairessence, clairguessence, those type of gifts. You've actually perceived them a number of times through that, and this is on your father's side, not necessarily your mom. I'm picking this up more from the father's side.
Okay.
You have seen that little bit of movement out the corner of your eye, and I believe that this is back in a back bedroom, I'm hearing.
Oh, my God.
Would you stand back there that you'll every now and then you'll see a little bit of movement, and you'll turn to see it, and it's gone?
Yes.
That's them letting you know they're just checking in to say hi.
Oh. I wondered what that was.
Yep.
And I had an instinct, might have been.
Yep, very much still apart, very much of all the hair on my body is just standing right on end as they're communicating. A lot of love there. Your father has a lot of love. He feels like he lost some of the good years with you, but
yeah.
That there's a lot of love because he has expressed and been able to do those years with you through the veil.
Wow. Well, thank you, April.
Thank you so much for your call, and know and be blessed, and know that they are there, and that they are very much a part of your life, and they do love you very much.
Thank you again.
Have a great evening.
You
Thanks
too.
For your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Those times when we get those, it's so exciting. I actually am getting ready to do a class in about an hour on this. We're wrapping up a series on this, and I've got the book at the publisher on understanding those gifts and understanding some of those movements, clairvoyance, clairessence, clairgustance, clairsentience, all of those, claircognizance. What does that all mean? What is it all about? And why is it I see that movement? Why did I pick up that fragrance? That type of thing. And here... it's just simply a loved one checking in. And here it might just be simply something bringing a remembrance to you or showing you something. Those are all so powerful. And they're all such wonderful things that once we get a knowledge of them and we're working with them and we understand them, it can bring us so much peace. It can bring us so much happiness. And it brings that joy that just wells up within. And it's just so fabulous. And I want to encourage people to work with those gifts and to learn to trust and understand those gifts, because when you sit there and you wonder, now, did I really see something? There's a good chance you really did, and we need to get to that point in our lives where we can learn how to work with it, how we can develop that, how we can just work with it. It's kind of cute. I have one of the gals that's in the class that we're doing the last class on this evening. When she first came into class, and she said, my parents paid thousands of dollars trying to go and get my eyes checked. And here it was just simply something that simple, that just a visit from the other side. I see I have another caller. Loretta, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I was listening to you talk to some of the ladies. I'm new to calling into you. I just wanted to know if you can give me some insight on my life situation. A lot of things I can figure out most of the time, and I guess it's following my intuition. But I am single, and I'm dating, and that has been challenging. And making a decision, I don't know if the people that I'm meeting aren't right or what, but it's very confusing for me.
What I'm hearing off the very top of this and the very first message I'm hearing with on this is that the people that are coming into your situation are actually coming in as baggage, that you haven't made a connection with somebody yet who's going to stand beside you. And when you make that connection, you're going to know that you know that you know that you know this is the right person. And right now you have not met that person yet. And the other people, the reason that it's confusing and kind of confounding and it kind of really makes you feel like, oh, my gosh, is because they're baggage.
Okay. It almost feels overwhelming.
And you're following your own intuition on that, you know, has made you step back and say, wait a minute, there's just something not quite there. Trust that intuition, because when it does come into play and when the right person, you do meet this right person, it's going to... Do you go to a gym? Do you go to where there's like a pool, like a rec center or a recreation center, that type of thing?
No, I don't. I exercise daily, but I don't.
You may want to think about it.
Okay. I will do that.
just kind of align yourself with the energies to be in the right place.
Yes, I hear you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, April.
Uh-huh. Have a great night.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Sometimes we just get those little nudges to be in certain places at certain times, and that little guidance and that intuition and those wonderful abilities we have within ourselves to know. Sometimes situations aren't exactly feeling right, and I often feel within myself, if I have to sit back and say, is this right, there's a good chance it's not. Because our intuition's checking in, our guidance is checking in and is kind of leading us into that avenue and into that arena of, maybe that's not quite where I'm supposed to be or quite what I'm supposed to be doing. I do see that we're getting close to the top of the hour, and I wanted to remind everybody that the class catalog is on either whitewolfapril.com or on the whitewolfenterprise.com websites. There's classes listed on there. There's some of the retreats are listed on there, some of the traveling and locations that I'm going to be doing live coming up here in February, and activities that are going to be going on that you may want to take part in. I will be in Seattle. I will be in Phoenix. Also, there is information on some of the classes we have, and on Fridays at noon we're going to be doing an online classes on understanding, for example, protection, how do we draw our protection in, and on how do I, what is clairvoyance, what is clairessence, that type of thing. It's going to be a little hour long at noon on Fridays, noon being the Alaska time. And if you are interested in that, and there is no fee for those, this is just one of those chance for you to get an opportunity to learn and spend some time. And if you are interested in that, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com so that I can make sure we get you registered, get you the information so that you can take part in those classes. They're going to be every Friday at noon during the month of January, and I believe we're going to do a couple in the first part of February, but then I'm going to be traveling. And I may be in your area or maybe be able to make connection with you and live connections. That would be really a fun thing to have happen and a fun place to go. Some of the other things is I have a little network site that's called AcrossTheVeil.ning.com. It's very similar to the radio program here where you may type in some questions. You might see that there's some guidance or some information that could be there that would be a place for you to pick it up and be a part of that. And then another site would be energyemerging.ning.com. With both of those, you don't want to put www. You want to just put in the AcrossTheVeil.ning and energyemerging.ning.com, because those aren't, they just automatically will drop in and they'll automatically come up. But if you put the HTTP or www onto them, they won't work properly. They won't go into the site. The Energy Emerging is a site that's for healing. It's a place to go in and share healing. It's a place to go in and share healing with others as people put their requests in. Healing can be for anything, emotionally, spiritually, physically. It can be anything across the board. And it's also a place for you to go in and put in a request and know that there are people out there who are going to send love, light, and healing energy, and they're going to help build that, and they're going to help bring in healing for that. And those are just a couple of other things and a couple of other places that you can go as you that are available. And just know that the gift that they're giving us, just know that the abilities and the truth that's within ourselves is what's going to help us move forward with purity, with love, and with light that we all have within ourselves. And to learn to trust and to know that you have the gifts, you have the skills, you have the abilities, and you can know that you can be a blessing to another, and you know that others can be a blessing to you. The message for, and I want to thank the many callers that we had today for your calls in, and the message that they want to share is that every single one of us has the gifts, abilities, and skills that are needed to help us all get through our everyday lives, to help us all get through our everyday situations, to help us all as we're moving forward, and to learn to trust our intuition. Learn to trust those little small voices that are giving us guidance, or those second thoughts, those type of things, and know that we can move forward and that we can be blessed and that we can carry forward that message of love, and we can carry forward that hope and that purity and that highest regard of integrity, the highest regard and the highest good for everybody that we encounter in our everyday lives. So with all that said, I want to say thank you for being with me today, and we will be on again on Wednesday and Friday, and that we are more than happy to take your calls. Until we're together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.